Looking at the clock on my wrist, it's only a few minutes past one. You should be back from your lunch any second now. As I see the man with the brown shoes walk past, I know you won't be far behind. There are your well-worn black patent leather loafers. Oh, how I wish I could pull them off you. Peel off the tight black socks and rub the wonderful soles inside. But here I wait, on my knees, hidden away. The perfect distraction for the files scattered across the mayhem of a desk only you understand. Stifling a little gasp of my own, your hand reaches down and a finger pulls at my collar. Such a cute little lace choker. Only you and I understand the significance. But the strength of your hand pulling me into your lap only means one thing. It's time. I run my hand up the supple muscle of your thigh, across the bulge waiting for me. My own prize. Pressing my own last time warn me of being such a messy pet. I work to undo the belt and button, leaning forward to pull the zipper off with my teeth. Pushing the fabric of your cotton boxes away from the meaty flesh beneath, I breathe upon it lightly, savoring the tensing of your legs, the tap of your pen on your desk. I know you're annoyed. You have things to work on, things that don't need to be left alone for too long. Wrapping my lips along your head, licking and sucking lightly before going further in. Taking my own sweet heat along your already hot shaft, spreading more of my own moisture on you to ease descent. Pulling back quicker than I really intended to, I can feel your hand come back down on the base of my skull, holding my hair, holding me still, making sure that I understand that I am indeed all yours. And you may use me, whenever, however, you see fit. Pulling back, I almost gag. But I know that each noise you hear from your chair is another punishment I must endure. I throb, wet and ready for you. This is not about me. This is only for you. This is the gift that I am grateful to bear. Licking once again, in the slow spirals I know make you moan and more. Unrestricted conditions. I decide to finish our little game, going in for the kill. Like a little kitten chasing a mouse, I bob and stroke. You should be proud of the talent working its way in your lap. You were once dealing with this bratty sub, sir. At one point, the idea of being tucked away from the other men in slacks, pleasing my master, would have made me tremble, unable to speak, let alone act. I feel you relax under my meaty hands. The pulse, that sweet cough. Sucking and licking, unable to miss a drop of you, I finish cleaning away the evidence. Thank you, sir. I can never tell you how grateful I am to take your mind off your work. My greatest joy is making you smile when you no longer see me at my station. How you know I'll be there for the stress relief you crave by midday. I need you more than you need me. And it seems to always be that way. Thank you, Master. Please, please think about playing with your kitten.